And to get things started on the Nats, we talked to our buddy Craig Heist, who was on the beat during the Nats O's weekend series, and the Nats put the beat down on the Birds. Heisty, Brandon Hyde got fired. The Nats scored 24 runs. Man, are the Orioles struggling right now.
Yeah, they really are, Grant, and they didn't get any better last night because they got a Cedric Mullins home run, three-run homer to get the game tied up at four. And then Yennier Cano gave it up in the bottom of the eighth inning, and it was a 5-4 loss. And it's going to be interesting to see what happens with Cano now, especially with Alvarado being out in Philadelphia. Who knows? They could work a trade somehow or another to get Cano up there.
I see. Let's go to the Nats at this stage. It's basically Abrams and Wood and pray for rain when it comes to the offense over here of late. But that's been kind of good enough. What are you seeing from those guys?
Well, Abrams obviously is attack first pitch, Danny, and the fastball preferably, and he's done a lot of damage with that in terms of the home runs here recently. He had two in the Orioles series, and he's just making things happen. He's getting his base hits, too. That's the other thing, and making the impact on the bases and playing that defense that he's become known for, and you won't see a prettier double play that ended that game yesterday. Saturday, I guess it was, with Abrams and Luis Garcia. I really think that the day he hit the two home runs, he was more excited about the double play than he was the home runs. But, you know, James Wood just continues to impress, hits the ball the opposite way, hit the ball to right center field for one of the home runs over the weekend. He's just been very good and keeps getting better.
Wood on pace for 40 home runs and 100 runs batted in at 22. By the way, looking back at that Soto deal right now, C.J. Abrams on his way to a second straight All-Star team at 24 years old. Mackenzie Gore is leading all of Major League pitchers in strikeouts on the mound. Wood on pace for a 4,100 season at 22, and two of their best prospects who are closing in on being big league ready in Robert Hassel's case. Not too shabby, huh?
Not too shabby, and I'll tell you what, you won't see a weirder game than you saw in the first game of this series back on Friday night, because Mackenzie Gore didn't get very deep in the game, only 3 2/3. But the lines for him in that game, it was nuts. You looked at it and it was 3 2/3, 10 hits. He struck out 9 and only allowed 2 runs. I mean, who does that? It was crazy.
Yeah, that was the first line like that in history. I mean, it never happened before.
Yeah. I mean, it's crazy. It really was. But you know what? The bottom line was he did what Davey Martinez always preaches. You know, obviously he had the high pitch count. That was one thing. We don't like to see that. But he gave up only the 2. He kept them in the ball game, gave the offense a chance to do things. And in that series, guys, the offense had 2 6-run innings, first inning one night and the second inning the next night.
Heisty, the numbers haven't been great. But I feel like Mike Soroka's throwing the ball okay. I didn't know how this experiment was going to go. Again, the numbers don't look very good. People are going to hear this and go, you're talking about a guy with a 6 ERA throwing the ball well? What's the matter with you? But kind of going within the starts, I actually think he's been okay, and I think you'll see some stuff start to equalize here. Do you think they might have found something here with one of their bargain bin shopping sprees?
I think they may have, and he's got a track record, Danny, and who knows? He was talking to us over the weekend. After the start, which was, you know, 6 innings, they didn't score against him until late when he had to come out of the ball game. I guess it was the 6th inning. But he kept them in the game, gave him a chance to win, and I think he's throwing the ball pretty well. I think you're right.
Hi, Steve. Thank you, buddy. We appreciate you.
All right. Take care, Grant.
Nats hosting the Braves tonight. Spencer Strider on the hill against Mitchell Parker, 6:45 first pitch, 6:15 pregame.